word shenido lechvoidoi. If a Talmud puts somebody into nidui because the person didn't give respect back to the Talmud, that's why he put the person into nidui. Kvorim into shamtoi. Trashi Talmud chochem shenido lechvoidoi. Chva parash numala. That's not that the guy did an avera, but just he didn't give enough respect back to the Talmud. Is his nidui is just, that's the reason to put somebody into nidui, and the nidui is chal. The Tanya we learned. Menuda le Rav, menuda le Talmud. If somebody is put into nidui because he didn't act nice to the Rav, he's automatically pushed away from the Talmidim also. Mashenkein menuda le Talmud. If somebody only did not act nice to the Talmud, and for that they put him into nidui, abe'ena menuda le Rav. He doesn't have to go away from the Rav. To somebody greater than the Talmud, he's not in nidui. Labiz Zemar says the Rav who the ain't menuda. He's only not in nidui again to the Rav. Halakuliyam menuda. But to everybody else, he's sitting in nidui. He has to stay away from everybody else. Now Lamai, for what purpose did they put him into nidui? Even milu d'shemaya, because he did something wrong. He did an avera milu d'shemaya. So then, as the pasuk says, ein chochma v'ein tfuna v'netzel neged Hashem. Whenever you do anything connected Hashem, you can't do anything. So therefore, he should have been benidu to everybody. Why do we say if he's only benidu to the Talmud? It's only to the Talmud and not to the Rav. To the Rav is allowed to be close with him. Why? If the person did something wrong, middle of the Shmaya, Savadi, you can't do anything to him. Nobody can be close to him. Even the Rav shouldn't be able to be next to him. And the Lav Avad we're talking about here, lechavad atzmoi, that the person did not give enough cover to the Talmud, and therefore the Talmud put him into nidui. So you see, a Talmud could put somebody into nidui because they're not acting nice to him. But that nidui does not apply to the Rebbe. The person can still go close to the Rebbe. Omer Rav Yosef, Tzuma me Rabbonin, the young Talmud Chacham, over dina lanavshe b'mila de psikalei. On some things he's sure that that's the loch of the Rashi Shavadi who loib, loy sofik. He's sure that's the loch, he could pass him like that. Is Ovid Inish, Ovid Din Lanashi. He could take the law in his own hands, he could pass him if he's sure that's the loch. Hahud Sum Mirabon, there was a Talmud Chacham, there was a young Talmud Chacham, Tevisani Shumani. That means he had a very bad name. People said bad things about him. Thrashi Shiyotzen Ola Shmuyas Royce. Shtama means he had to do with Znus, with Noshim, and went out bad things, people said bad things about him. His Amr Rabbi Yehuda Hechi Levis. Rabbi Yehuda said, what should we do about this Talmud Chochem? L'shamtei, should we put this Talmud into Shamtei, into Nidui? Everybody has to stay away from him. Tzvich Le Rabbonin? Rabbonin need him though. He's a sharp Talmud. We need him. Rashi, the Asrei, the Hevei, Rabbon. He said, his city, he was the Rebbe there. People asked him Shilas, so we need him. Le the Shamtei, the other Svaris, no, don't put it into Shamtei. He's making a chil Hashem. He's doing things not right. Like, how could you have a Rav that's doing things not right? It's not right. You can't learn Torah from him. So what should we do? Did you ever hear anything? What should we do in such a case? Like this. This is what Rabbi Yochanan said. What does the pasuk say? Kisif say koyin yishmu das. The Torah yivakshu mipiyu. What does this mean? It ends off, Ki Malach Hashem Tzavokos. A gedol like your Rebbe has to be like a Malach Hashem Tzavokos. So what does that mean to say? Medoyme Harav LeMalach Hashem. If the Rav, if your Rebbe is like a Malach of Hashem, then Yevak Shul Torah Mipiv. Then you're allowed to learn from him. In other words, you could only learn Torah from a Choshev a Rebbe. He has to be like a Malach Hashem. V'yevlav, if there's Talmud Chochem learning from, even though he knows how to learn, but he's not like a Malach Hashem, he does bad things, is al yivakshu Torah mipiv. You're not allowed to learn from him. So therefore, we have this Talmud Chochem here, he's the Rebbe, but we hear bad reports about him, he's doing bad averis, so you're not allowed to keep him as a Rebbe, he can't be Malamed. So therefore, Shamtu, Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda put him into Shamtu, he gave a curse upon him, everybody has to stay away from him. So the other side, Mufarshim, is that not Mamash Rebbe is a Malach Hashem, like we know a Rebbe is not a Malach Hashem. But it means to say, in the eyes of the Talmidim, a Talmud has to feel about his Rebbe, that his Rebbe is a Malach Hashem. If the Talmud feels that the Rebbe is like a Malach Hashem, then the Talmud will get something from his Rebbe. But if the Talmud also thinks nothing of his Rebbe, he's not going to get too much from the Rebbe, he shouldn't learn from such a Rebbe. Right. So the Maestro was Shamtu Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda put him into Shamtu. L'soif ichlej Rebbe Yehuda. At the end, Rebbe Yehuda got sick. He himself felt a little bit weak. Is also Rabbon Leshule Bay. The Rabbonim came at him Ravaka Chela to see what's wrong with Yehuda. For also Iyo Nami Badayu, and this person, this Talmud that they put into Shamtud, Rabbi Yehuda put into Shamtud, also came to visit him. Is Kadchazio Rabbi Yehuda, when Rabbi Yehuda saw that person, Chayach, he left at him. So Omalei, so the Talmud said back to Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Nistayach to Shamtud, isn't it enough that you put me into Shamtud, you gave me a Nidui, you exiled me, Lo Gavro, Elachuchi Nami Chayach be, you're also laughing at me, like how come? What are you laughing about? What are you laughing at me for? Is Omalei, so Rabbi Yehuda answered back, La Bedidoch Mechayach Ono, I'm not laughing at you, it's not because of you that I'm laughing. Like Rabbi Yehuda saw, he's about to be nifta to go to Elam Abo. Is badicha datoy? I feel very good about it. The afil legavra kavosach lechanifuli. In other words, I feel good now. I know I'm going soon to Hashem. I feel good that I didn't have chanifas to you. In other words, you're a talmid chacham, and still I stuck up for the rights. Like I was told, you know, you have a bad shmu, you're doing bad things. You deserve to put you be into Shamtui, I put you into Shamtui. So I'm not really laughing at you, I'm just happy, proud about myself, that I wasn't like afraid to put you into Shamtui. I was a machni if I didn't like chanfut you. I didn't flatter you, right? But then noch nashe Rabbi Yehuda, and echnam Rabbi Yehuda was meis, is also the Beis Medrash. So now this Talmud, Chochom, went to the Beis Medrash. Omalahu, surely, he asked the Talmidim in the Beis Medrash, Bimata my Nidui. Rabbi Yehuda put me into Nidui, and he died. So I'm asking somebody here, please take me out of the Nidui. Is Omalahu, his Beis says, it's a curse the Rabbonim put upon you, and you need the Rabbonim to take it off you. Is Omalahu, Rabbonim, Gavra the Choshev, Rabbi Yehuda, Lekahocha, there's nobody as great as Rabbi Yehuda here, the Lishrulacho, to Bimata, take off the Nidui. Ella Zilla Gav to Abiyud in the Seer. You have to go to the Nasi. Go to Abiyud in the Nasi. The Lishulacho, maybe he'll be matter to you. It is also the kind of message that Talmud went in front of Abiyud in the Seer. Omel and Rabami told Rabami, Pukayim Bedine. So the Abiyud in the Seer told Rabami, go out and see what we could do here. Is Imi Boy Lemishrele, Sharele. Like he told Rabami, look into the din. If the person deserves to have a heter, then you have a right to take off the Nidli. Is Ayin Rabbam, the Medina Rabbam was mine into his din to see if he still deserves to be into Nidui or not. So will the Mishrulay. He held to be Matar, so he held to be Matar. The guy has a right to have his Nidui taken off. Is Omer Shmuel ben Achmeni al Raglov. Shmuel ben Achmeni got up and said, V'yomar, Oma Shivcha Shabbos Rebbe, Madaf the Shivcha, the maid by this Rebbe, Hilo Nogel Chachovim Kalas Rosh ben Niduya. When she put someone into Nidui, the Rabbanim word didn't take it so light. They left that need to stay. Sholosh Shanim, 3 years upon the person, is Yehuda Chavreinu. Like, who put this Talmid Chacham into Nidui was Rabbi Yehuda. In Alachas Kama Bakama, we can't take off the Nidui so fast. I don't think the Talmid Chacham deserves to have the Nidui taken off. Since Rabbi Yehuda put it upon the person, leave it, let it stay for a long time. Is Omer Rab Zera, my de Kamon, Osiid, my, Omer Rab Zera, my de Kamon, the Yosidno, Hai Sababe Medrosha, like he said, this Talmud, it was a long time, he didn't come yet. Mashma, we really should not be mad to him. So Drashi, like how come all of a sudden today, the Shmuel ben Achmeni came to the Beis HaMedrash? Because for a long time he didn't come. From today, when I was about to be mounted the Talmud, take off the Nidui, Reb Shimon ben Achmeni came to the Yeshiva. Reb Shmuel ben Achmeni came to the Yeshiva today. Hishmamina lemiboyle lemishrulei. Mashma, since he came today, it's like min hashemayim, that Rashi glohochi yisrami, the yosi idno bei medrosha, the lav mazlehu, the lishrulei. Mashma, the reason why Pum today, Shmuel ben Achmeni, came to the Yeshiva, was to tell me that really I should not take the Nidui off this person. And like Sharulai and Achnami was not matta this Talmud, he didn't take off the Nidui. Nothing the Talmud went out. Kika Bochi Vyosli was like crying. Is also Ziburai or Snake came, Vetaki Amsem, bit him by his Aver. Vishachav and he died there. Is Ailu Lamarta, they wanted to bury him, they brought him into the Kever, the Chasidi. The basic forest of Chasidim were buried there. Vulekiblu, they weren't Makabalim there, he wasn't the Chasid.
Ilo Lamata the Dine, they brought him to the basic forest of the Dayonim, the Kiblu, and they were Makablam over there. Rashi says what Kibluno means to Hodra Achna Lamata Vlepiskula Piha. A snake went around the basic forest, they didn't let him in. Dine Rashi says, Rashi Bezdin, the Chasidim Adifim Minayu. Koponim Chasidim was greater. This Talmud didn't deserve to be buried by the Chasidim, just by the Rashi Bezdin. So tomorrow now, my timer, why not? The Yavid Krebi Loi, because he did like Rebbe Loi. Rashi, my timer Keblu. Like, how come the Makabel even by the Rashi Bezdin? If this Talmud here was put into Nidui, that means he was doing bad things, so how come they were Makabel, the Rashi Bezdin? So much like this, it's like Rebbe Loi. Somebody sees he has a big yetzara and he wants to have taiva to do zus or to do something wrong. Is yelech lemakim shemakirinoisay? What you should do is go to some faraway place that people won't recognize you there. So you won't be mechal make a chil Hashem. The yal b'shchurim and put on black clothing. Some say means to say like you should remind yourself of death. Maybe you won't do it. V'yasatev shcherm and put black upon you. V'yasem ashli b'chofetz and do there when nobody knows who you are. Do the aver over there. V'yayechal Hashem shemam v'fehesia, but not to be mechal Hashem v'fehesia. So Rashi says the other kebeloid behind his shmuas royce. The doctor they said bad things about the Talmud Chacham. The pshat was it wasn't the worst thing that he saw. He had a big yetzar. He couldn't control himself. For what he did was he took and went away to a faraway place and there he did the aver. So it wasn't the biggest chil Hashem. Trashi mashlu b'chofetz, avera. Do the avera someplace else. V'oyo v'emakirin oisashom. Since there people don't recognize, they don't know who you are, lek a chil Hashem, it's not so bad. V'yomalon Rebbe Mishum Rav Haigoin, v'yasim mashlu b'chofetz means what's loyma. Tevadai. The other pshat is not like that. Not that you have a head to do the avera over there. But rather like this. Tekivon shalov ashchorim. Since for sure you can go to a new place and put on black there, and the Yorah B'Dovash and the Chofetz Mikan Velch B'Avera. Like, that will teach you not to do the Avera. That's the pshat. You go to a faraway place, you get lost there, like, and you put on black clothing to remind you of Avelus, so maybe that will stop you from doing the Avera. So this pshat could be the Talmud Taka did not do the Avera. He didn't have znus with the Noshim. Because he had a big Yetzirah, so he went away and put on the black clothing, but the Maaseh could be Taka didn't do it. That's why they buried him talking in the basic verse of the Rosh and Bezdin, there they were Mekabalim. Now the Gemara says, Shivcha Sherebi, Shabesh Rebbe Mahi. What was the story that the maid of Rebbe put someone into Nidui? The Amta de Rebbe, Rebbe's maid, Chazisa Lugavra, she saw a man, Tevi Mochel Ebnei Godli, was beating up his oldest, an older boy, his older son. Omru Lehevei, so the maid of Rebbe said, Lehevei Yugavei B'Shamtoi. She put this person into Shamtoi. Why? Tekova Mishum L'Fneiver Sita Mechshom. Their father is over the L'Fneiver. When you go to hit an older son, you have to be careful, the son will punch you back. And if the son punches you back, you're making the son over the Avera of hitting his father. So that's called L'Fneiver. You're making it easy for your son to do an Avera, you're not supposed to hit your older son. A young son, Chinuch, he could hit him. But an older son, it's not going to have to hit him anymore. The time you will learn, the Pasuk says, L'fneiv lo sitte michshol, if one of a blind person don't put a stumbling block, is b'makel ebnei godlakosim davis, it's talking about hitting an older son, because you're putting now in danger that the son will come to hit you back. Resh Lakish shevi manta padis, Resh Lakish was once watching an orchard, that was his job today. Also gavro kochotena, a person came in and was stealing the dates there. The figs, stealing the figs. Is Roma Bay Koilos or Rabbi Rosh Lakish said, get out of here. He yelled at him, well, Yaskuk Bay, the person didn't listen, he still kept on eating the figs. Is Omala Heavy Yugavi Bishamtu? He told this person, if so, you should be Bishamtu, putting you into Nidri. Omala, so the person said back to Rosh Lakish, Adar Rabbi, just the opposite. Levi Yugavi Bishamtu, I'm putting you, Rosh Lakish, into Shamtu. What kind of business you putting me into Shamtu? I'll put you into Shamtu. A moment is chayavti, if I true, I'm stealing, I'm eating somebody's figs, I have to pay him back money. Of a nidu mean the chayavti l'cho. And do I have a chit, you put him to nidu, what kind of business does you put him into nidu? And Enoch Nami Yosla Bey Medrosti went to the base, Medrish Omalei, and they told Rosh Lakish, Shiloi niduya niduye. His nidu is a good nidu. You Rosh Lakish talk has to be put in nidu. Shilacho and nidu. But that if you put that person into Nidui, he's talking right, you have no right to put him into Nidui. A guy stole, good, will pay back, but you have no right to put him into Nidui. Who might the contest, or what should we do for a sluggish now? Zil Lagabe, Delish Lachor. He saw, they told him, go to that person, let him take off the shamtui. Like that person puts you into shamtui, he has to take it off. So Shloka said, I don't know who the guy is, he went away. Omele, they said, if so, zilagai ben nasi, go to the nasi. Telishru lecho, he should take off your nidui. The time you learned, nidu, somebody put you into nidu. V'en yodei, mi nidu, you don't know who put you into the nidui. Is yelech etzel nasi, go to the nasi, to the head, the chief in Klal Yisrael, v'yata loy niduyei. He has the right to be matter your nidui. That's the eight. Go to him, he'll be matter the nidui. Alright, we'll stop here.
You're up to Daf Yud Zayin Omer Aleph, near the third line of the big lines, fourth line. Omer Afuna, the Yusha Eskinu and Yusha the Meir Takona that Av Bezdin Shesorach. If the Av Bezdin did an Avera, did something wrong, that there's a reason really to put him into Nidui, to Shamtui, is Ein Menadin Oisei. The Meir Takona not to put him into Nidui. Elo Oimelo, but rather we tell the Av Bezdin, this Choshev person, he Koveid V'Shebe V'Sechom. Like, take respect for yourself and stay home. In other words, don't go out, but we're not going to put you into shamtui. Chozav v'sorach, let's say still he doesn't take the hint, and he continues on doing the Aveira, is manadan oisai, you should know, then we put him into nidui. B'vnei chil Hashem, that's already called the chil Hashem. This much we can't let it go, that's called the chil Hashem. That's the law. If he does it a second time, though, if he does it a second time, then we put him into nidui. Why? Because it's called the chil Hashem. Because of the plea of the Rosh Lakish, he argues on Rosh Lakish. The Yomer Rosh Lakish, Talmud Chochem Shesorach, Talmud Chochem did an Aveira. Shesorach did something bad. He made himself, Sorach usually means like running away. Is Ein Menadin Oisim Befehesia. Rosh Lakish only said you don't put him in Nidu Befehesia openly, but privately you put him into Nidu. Shenema, the Postik says, because Shalto Hayoim, Vichosho Gamno Vyimcho Laila. Tamir Kiso, that means Kalila, we have to keep it hidden like nighttime. In other words, you don't do it openly, but rather we only do it privately. But according to Rosh Lakish, you do put him into Nidui. Just the Nidui is privately, not for Rabbim. Mazutra chasido ki nechayiv tsumu rabbonin shamtui. When Mazutra ever had to put a tsumu rabbonin tamachachem into shamtui, is bereisha mishamet nafshei. First Mazutra put himself into shamtui. For other mishamet ladidei. And then he put this tsumu rabbonin, this young tamachachem into Nidui. And the reason was because he wanted to make sure he was going to take off that person's Nidui. And like it says, ki yevi ayil biyushpiza, when he used to come home into his inn, in shorulel anavshei, first he would take off his own shamtui, vod yishorulel didei, and then he would take off that person's shamtui. So the purpose was, in order to remind himself, to make sure he took off the other one's shamtui. Omarav gidl omarav, Talmud Chocha minada liyatsmoy yameif liyatsmoy. A Talmud Chocha has a right to put somebody into Nidu by himself, he doesn't need three people, and what did if he puts it in by himself, he could also take it off by himself. Omer Papa, Taisli Dlo Shamisi Tumur Rabbonim Yerlam. Like Taisli, I deserve credit, like it's something good that I did, that I never put a Tamachachim into Nidli, into Shamtui. Elaki Komechayiv Tumur Rabbonim Shamtui, Hechi Yovit, but more as a kasha, but if somebody deserved to be put into Shamtui, somebody did something not nice, something wrong, what did you do? So Mor says, Kihodiv Marova, that Nimni Anigido, the Tumur Rabbonim, they used to sometimes give him like Malkus. They gathered together to give him a psaka van gidu to hit him. That's what they did to him. But they didn't put him into shamtui. That's worse off. That they didn't do. So where it says, my shamtu, what does shamtu mean? Omar Rav Shei Misa. It's a curse that has to do with Misa. Sometimes you could die because of shamtui. That's what shamtu means. Like shame Misa. He should like right away. That's called Lashna Shamtui, Lashna Shmama Yiyu, he should right away. Umahanya Bei Kiticha Batanura. It helps, it takes effect, it makes you right away, just like grease to the oven. It takes good effect. Upliga the Rosh Lakish, Yagos are Rosh Lakish. Yama Rosh Lakish, Kishem Shenechneses from Asayim Viaboyim Mishmoine Vorim, the same way a Shamtui goes into your whole body, into the 248 Evorim limbs of your body, Kakish Yoitza, when it goes out of you, Yoitza Mimosayim Viaboyim Mishmoine Vorim. It goes out of your body totally. In other words, it doesn't make you right away, it doesn't kill you. Only when it's there, it's a curse. When it goes away completely. Evorim. Kishinechneses, how do we know when it comes in, it goes all over the sieve, poisir cherim. And cherim is the gematria, masayim viaboyishmoina. That's the gematria. Ukishiyotse, when it goes out, The Pasuk says, "Beroiges rachem tiskor, rachem the gematria hachi heavy." That's also the gematria here of 248. Omer Rabbi Yosef. Yosef says, "Shodi shamtoi agnufto de kalba." If you want to put a shamtoi, put it upon the tail of a dog. V'yiyu didei avdi, and it'll take good effect upon the dog. It'll take effect. Shrashu malkele, the shamtoi would hit the dog. What was the ma'aseh? To you, kalba was once a dog. The dog used to come and eat off the shoes of the Rabbanan. Because the Beis Medrash, when the Rabbanan came back, they saw the shoes were missing. They didn't know what happened. And the Rabbanan didn't know what was going on, what happened to their shoes. And they put a shamter, and whoever was taking away their shoes. Is its tail caught on fire, the akalse, and burnt up the dog. So they said, they put a shamter upon the tail of a dog, it takes good effect, or burn up the dog. Now, Ahu Alma, there was a very strong person, there was a big bully, that was bullying the Tzurim and the Rabbanim, young Tamachochem. Is Vosla came with Rabbi Yosef, so Tamachochem came in front of Rabbi Yosef, like, what should I do, this guy's a big bully, he's bothering me. Is Omalei, so Rabbi Yosef told him, Zil Shamte, put this person, this big bully, into Shamte, put a curse upon him. Omalei said, Mistafinimine, I'm afraid of him, if I'll do it, maybe he'll come and beat me up. Omalei Shakile Psicho Alei. If so, like, just take Rasha's Ksaibul of Shamtui. Don't tell it to him, but write it down on a piece of paper. Write down the Shamtui. So Marian says, Kol Shechendi Mestafini Minei. For sure then I'll be afraid of the guy. Like, if it's written on Ksav, that's worse. He has proof. I put him into Shamtui, he'll punish me much more. Omalei, he said like this, Shaklei Achte Bekada. Take it, write it down in a piece of paper, and put the piece of paper, Bekada, in a barrel, Bekada, in a card, a pitcher, the Achte.